Lesson 12. This is Commander Dana. Man, I'm so glad that you get to get up in front of a bunch of kids this weekend and talk to them about our great God, who has a great plan for every one of them. And you know what? The best place to find a plan when we're talking about our life with God is to go to His Word, because His Word will shape and it will direct our pathway. Our subject today, Word Up. In other words, we've been on a series really talking about the characteristics and the truth of God's Word. This is kind of the wrap-up for that series. But point number one is probably the one that I will key in on with the kids more than any other, and that is this statement: God's Word is valuable. I like to culminate this series with letting the kids know, boys and girls, we don't really have anything more valuable than God's Word. And then I like to talk to them about valuables. In other words, when you have something valuable, how do you treat it? And I like to ask the kids, super kids, I want you to tell me, what's the most valuable thing you have? What's the thing that it's your favorite thing? Maybe it's something that you got as a souvenir from someplace, or maybe it was a gift somebody gave you. Maybe it's just something that's your favorite game, your favorite, you know, your favorite toy, your favorite whatever. How do you treat your most valuable thing? Do you leave it out in the backyard for it to get rained on? Do you, you know, where do you put it when you're done playing with it? If you can't figure out where it is, in other words, if you kind of misplaced it, you don't remember where you put it, do you go on a major search to find it and make sure that it's put back in a safe place? Well, you know, when we're talking about God's Word, and you can bring that around to this point, God's Word is the most valuable thing that we have. And when something is valuable, where do we keep it? With that thought in mind, and I think the kids could think, where do you keep it? You know, and I tell them, I'm not even talking about your actual Bible right now. And I like to tell them, yes, you need to put your Bible in a safe place. You need to know where it is. But kids, I'm talking about the living Word of God, actually what God said. Where do you keep that? Well, you know what? It's great. We actually can find out from God the best hiding place for His Word of all is in our heart. Psalm 119:11, God's Word tells us the ultimate hiding place for the best treasure that we could ever have is in our heart. It's so great that once God's Word is in the number one treasure chest, if you will, which is our hearts, it can't be stolen. It can't be lost. We won't misplace it because we've already put it in a safe place that once it's in there, it's there to stay. You know, there are a lot of other things you can talk about in this lesson. I gave you a number of different thoughts to key in on. For instance, God's Word teaches us how to praise and worship. God's Word, you know, will never pass away. His words won't lose their power. How about this one, Jeremiah 24:7, that God's Word will help us even love our family more. There's so many things that we can talk about, but I like to kind of stay on this main thought that when something's valuable, put it in a place where it can't get lost or stolen or broken. Our hearts. Have a great time with your super kids today, and commit with them to put God's Word in the ultimate treasure chest, their heart.